get a look when he's going to try to carry this team a little bit? Does he have that look?
I mean, Calvin knows he's the elite player. You know, my opinion, best receiver in football, maybe the best one when it's all said and done ever. But he carries a lot of weight when it comes to having to do some things that a lot of receivers don't have to do. I mean, he makes plays and has production. I mean, I'd say his production is unprecedented based on having three guys covering him every week and to be where he is as far as catches and yards and all those things. So, but he has ability to do that, and he carries us a lot of times.
Can you ride a receiver the way you can maybe ride a running back?
Somewhat. I mean, you got to throw the ball a lot more, you know. But he's a guy, when you have Calvin Johnson on your team, throwing the ball more makes sense. But it's certainly harder as far as you got to be a lot more creative with how to get involved, because, you know, running backs, you turn around, give it to them. You know, receivers, you've got to maneuver them, get them open. And even sometimes for the reason of just getting the ball, even though he's being doubled and triple covered. So, that's why you have other players on the team. You know, it's not a one-man – football's not a one-man team or a one-man sport. It's something where if he's getting that much attention, other guys should be able to have a lot of production for you.
Have you had to hold your breath a little bit when he's gotten tackled and been slow to get up over the past couple of weeks?
Well, Calvin's tough. He always answers the bell. Don't worry about him. I mean, he's fighting through not being 100%. I don't know where he is, but he's definitely getting better. For him to be able to get to the point where he was able to play, the minutes he's played, and really not being able to practice full time says a lot about his toughness. He's always been one of the toughest guys I've been around, but I mean, this is taking it to a new level.
What things have you been doing to try to get faster starts?
Well, you know, believe it or not, we work really hard at it. I mean, we spend Thursday night, we spend Friday's practice, we cover it again on Saturday in our meeting, we cover it again on Saturday night in our meeting, we cover it one more time before we go out. You know, our opening script, our opening plays, our approach, I think we just got to relax and go play. I think sometimes what you do is you put so much time and effort and you get to where you're trying to do things right, sometimes you're maybe pressing a little bit. It's like trying to get a three-point shooter to get hot early in the game. You know, if he's worried about the ball going in, then it's probably not. So we've got to just go out and execute. One of the things is, you know, even last week we had a good start to our drive, got derailed with a penalty. You know, those are the things that stop your drives. And, you know, going long field a lot like we are, we're going to have to be able to be aggressive but patient. We got to take chances but don't turn the ball over. We got to be, you know, we got to do all those things without making mistakes. And I think our guys are getting to the point now where we're ready to, get off and start making some plays earlier in games.
How befuddling to you is it that you haven't been able to get off the faster start?
Well, I mean, it's a team getting off the fast start. I mean, last week we got off the field and then they went down and scored. You know, they kick off and it's, you know, long field. And, you know, so as a team, we've just got to make it happen as an offense. We've got to know that it's probably going to be 80 yards or more starting games. We've taken shots in a couple of games. You know, I think of Seattle and Minnesota, a couple of games where we came out and took a deep shot. Neither one was a penalty, one's an incomplete pass. I mean, you know, turn around and then you're going to drive the ball and then we have a penalty. What we just got to do is eliminate the plays that slow us down, which are, like I said, a penalty here, maybe a drop pass or a missed throw or even a turnover in a couple early games. If we can avoid that, I think we'll be much better off.
What does you say aggressive but patient? That sort of sounds like.
Yeah, it's like what do they call that? Yeah.
Oxymoron.
Yeah. Well, oxymoron. There you go. Well, if they give you the look, you can't. We go in with the idea that people are going to be dropping soft coverage, and you got to basically be able to run the ball, check the ball down, but it doesn't mean that they're going to do that every time. If you get that shot early, you got to be able to take it and execute it. You don't want to miss it. If you want to get off to a fast start, execute the plays that we're running and get first downs, keep the chains moving. And then when you get down in the money zone, the red zone, you got to punch it in, get that touchdown. If we're able to do that, I think it's going to put a win in our sails early, because we definitely got it as the game goes on. I mean, I give a lot of credit to our coaches and players making adjustments. I mean, we're we get better and better as the game goes on. After halftime, I don't think there's anybody that's scored more points, definitely not in the fourth quarter in the league. And so if we can get to where we have a pretty good feel for how people are going to defend us early in games, make that adjustment earlier, that might help us. One of the things is we play teams that might blitz 25-40% of the time going into a game, and then we get one or two a game. So that's why you got to anticipate that people are going to defend us different than what we're seeing from them in previous games.
Can you talk about what goes into the decision to go three tackle or to use your tight ends, because it's one or the other?
Yeah.
I mean, what determines that? Matchups or just
some of those matchups? And we've gotten some pretty premier defensive players on the end, and then some that we just match up really well and can utilize that. I just think it's a kind of a tempo setting thing with bringing a young player like Riley in, but it's not going to be, we're not full time doing it. We've got a number of good tight ends that we rely on, and so, I think if we just have a good kind of a mix of him playing and not underutilizing some of the other guys, I think it's still going to be very effective for us.
Is Shuffley being affected by that?
I think all the tight ends some, but some of it was by design because we had, we weren't as probably healthy. Pettigrew was, we're taking some wear and tear off his legs, and probably Chef some. But I see Chef being more and more involved as we move forward.
I want to ask you too. This again, I have no position to second guess anything, so they're just throwing this.
That's all right. I'm used to it.
No, seriously. But in basketball, there's always a guy in a basketball team that's not a scorer.
Yeah.
Teams fluff off him, lay off him, guard somebody else. Are teams doing that to your run game, knowing that you can't really beat them with the run?
They sure know that we aren't hurting them with big plays in the run game, and so I think if they see us handing off, they're like, until we prove that we're gonna hit the home run, I think they're like, well, that's a win because Calvin Johnson doesn't get the ball. But we look at it a lot different. We know the running game is, if you go 2 weeks ago, how effective our running game was, and it really was set the tone for the game, and we scored 4 rushing touchdowns in the game, and all those things. So there's some give and take there. I mean, yeah, we would like to be able to get explosive plays, but we also would like to be ahead of the chains with a running game, so we're not third and 10 or more like we were 6 times last week against Minnesota. That killed us. I mean, you can't play the defense we played last week getting third down there and have a successful day on the field as far as third down if you're not utilizing that. So we look at it as an opportunity to have positive plays, and we just didn't execute it like we had previous weeks last week. Not really. No, I feel like we were making a lot of strides. We were very ineffective last week as far as I was concerned in the run game, and we got to get back to where we were previous weeks.
Why wasn't Joykas involved in the run game against Minnesota?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes games go that way. I think we didn't run it as much. I mean, we had 18 carries by running backs, and so it wasn't, the game was a little different. We weren't winning, we were losing, so we were in catch-up mode throwing in the second half, so that probably affects guys' carries more than anything.
And then I had a question about efficiency. There's a lot of Jim will throw out, we were 65% efficient. Just out of a one situation, first and 10, what are you looking to get with the running back? Is it 4 yards?
Yeah, I mean, you want to – efficiency, everybody has different ways.
Sure.
But on first down, you want to be 4 yards. I mean, that's an efficient run. Second down, you want to be half the distance. So if he ran a second and 10 run, you want to be third and 5.
Sure.
If you were second and 4, you want to be third and 2. I mean, that's really how you look at it, and second down, and then third down is you got to get the first. So, to hit those, those are like the minimum standard. I mean,
sure.
if you're above that, it's better. If you're below that, it's really critical in your ability to overcome it. If you're calling a run on second and 10 and you're getting 1 yard, that wasn't the idea. You're in trouble. You're like, well, I wish I'd have thrown the ball, But that's where we've been good. What weren't as good? Wasn't terrible last week. Minnesota's been a team that's been hard to be efficient against because they've been one of the better run defenses over the years. But that's what we try to get down in the run game.
So with teams dropping back in pass coverage, I mean, isn't that making it harder to get those big runs because that second layer is a little bit further?
Yeah,
back.
One of the good points in the run game is if you're playing teams that are committing to stop the run, it's one thing, but if they don't stop it, and there you got guys playing man coverage, there's not that next guy that's tackling the back. I mean, you're getting big runs against, I'd rather run the ball with a lead, playing against eight-man fronts and being able to, if you make one guy miss, get a big run. Right. And when you're playing teams that are playing zone, you should be efficient. Probably harder to be explosive than it would be if you're playing teams that are blitzing or you know loading up to stop the run, and if they don't, getting that big play. So it's we haven't seen a lot of those blitz looks this year too, so that has a little bit to do with it.
So what's the key then? I mean, is it just
keep sticking with it? I mean, guys are going to get. I talk about the perimeter blocking. It's got to continue to improve. It's been good up until really last week. I don't think we were as effective in the perimeter as we were in the 2 weeks prior, and that affects the game. I mean, you know, we played a team that had a really good run defending slot defender, and he made more plays than we were able to keep him from making, and that affected our run game.
It's surprising to see Calvin, you know, miss a couple blocks, just assuming that's part of the knee injury that's kind of holding him back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone had their best game as far as the run game went last week, and hopefully our guys can bounce back from that. I think they will. Nate was good at Nate was just dependable. I mean, whether it was as a blocker or as a receiver, I mean, you could always count on him. And so, you know, we start using other guys. I think Chef can help us in the slot some in the run game.
It's a strength of Mike Thomas's too, correct?
Yeah, I think Mike's I would think it's a strength. He hasn't played enough for us, but I would think it's something he's strong, and he's a tough kid. I think he can help us too.
Thank you.